Hello, everybody. Welcome to Unapologetic Live. I'm your host, Omelette, and Obi Taylor's here.
Hello.
Boom, 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 boom. Taylor's here. As always, today we're talking about really, really big news. The leak out of the Supreme Court talking about overturning Roe v. Wade. Apparently, this is an opinion that has been written up over 100 pages long. It's gone through and it was released by Politico. Now, who exactly is behind this leak? We do not know. What does this leak mean? We will talk about what are people having in terms of reactions when it comes to this news all over the place. And we are going to start with exactly that. Here's a video out of Libs of TikTok of a bunch of leftists on the internet reacting to this leak from the Supreme Court. Warning, I believe there is a little bit of language in this particular video, but we're going to go through, react to it. I might pause to give commentary on some of these reactions as we go through. If you're on Instagram right now, head over to my YouTube channel, Omelette and Obi, Unapologetic, and you can watch this video as well. Here we go.
If they actually do this, yeah, that would be the time where rioting would be okay. I got the pitchforks, you get the gas and the torches. Let's fucking do that shit, because you're not forcing. No.
First of all, according to the left, men aren't allowed to have an opinion on this, so you really shouldn't be making a video. Second of all, rioting is okay. Suddenly, but we always knew rioting was okay for them. You guys watched the George Floyd riots that happened for months and months on end, burning down hundreds of black businesses in our streets. We knew that a lot of people would be pro-riot in this case, but here's it coming right from the horse's mouth. There's more. Let's watch.
There's only one solution to this, to all of this, because it's all interconnected. Starts with the, ends with the, and it's not vote.
Ah, Taylor alerted me that that meant violence.
I thought it was vases.
Yeah. No. Okay. Voices, yeah. Right? The left loves voices, but it sounds like that means violence to me. Let's keep listening. Here's a Kathy Griffin.
Hey, TikTok. Do you ever wake up in the morning and think you just want to burn it all to the ground? And what I mean by burning it all to the ground is those old white men and the women who support them who want to tell me what to do with my body.
Me casually going to the Supreme Court just to talk, she says. I'm disturbed.
If Roe versus Wade gets overturned, there will be mayhem in these streets.
You think the global protests around George Floyd were big? You just fucking wait when you launch an attack on 50% of the American population.
Secondly, if you supported the use of violence to defend abortion clinics when the state recognized abortion rights and the cops were doing it, you should have zero problems with people outside the law now doing the exact same thing.
At least they're being open about the fact that they advocate for rioting and violence in the wake of a leaked document, guys. This is not even the Supreme Court coming out and saying this, although they have confirmed that the leaked document is true. But let's try to look beyond some of the ridiculous responses that this is getting, and there's going to be more, and we are going to review more of those during the show. But let's talk about the baseline of this right now. I want to read this tweet from SCOTUS blog on Twitter. They put out, "It's impossible to overstate the earthquake this will cause inside the court in terms of the destruction of trust among the justices and staff. This leak is the gravest, most unforgivable sin." And for those of you who don't know, this doesn't happen often, if not at all. It does not happen. A leak out of the Supreme Court. It's one of our most trusted, under lock and key institutions that we have, or I guess had today. So to have a document that is so vital and so important like this be leaked by who knows who? I'm sure there's going to be an investigation that's put forth to find out who exactly did this, and hopefully they are brought to task and brought to justice for what they've done. This is massive. And the outpour of, I'm sure, violence, rioting, protest, discussion, debate is going to be massive as well. And essentially what we want to do today is just talk about how crazy really it is that this happened. Talk about some of the reactions that are coming out in the wake of this, And for the most part, we're not going to go through and talk about abortion. You guys know how I feel about it. You know how Taylor feels about it. I have plenty of videos about that on my page. But we're going to talk about the greater implications here, what this even means that this has been leaked, what overturning Roe versus Wade even looks like in the United States, and why actually, where people will say this is a threat to our democracy. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that phrase in the past couple of weeks, a threat to our democracy. Let's talk about how if Roe versus Wade actually overturns, it will be more consistent with democracy than the actual ratification of Roe versus Wade was. So let's get into this. We have this Barry Weiss Substack article that talks about this leak in particular. Barry Weiss, we all know her to be a classic conservative. She represents our views on some issues and not on others. I'm not sure where she lies on the abortion debate.
But classic liberal.
Classic liberal. So yeah. Probably she's probably a pro-choice individual. Yeah. But what she did was write about this leak. And I want to read one part in this article, although I would urge you to go and read the entire article again on Barry Weiss's Substack. She writes, I called up one of the smartest professors I know at one of the top law schools in the country, and he echoed that, quote, to my knowledge, it's never happened before in the modern history of the court. It is the most serious possible breach, end quote. Serious, severe, shocking, he said, but in the end, not surprising. Why not? Here's how he put it, quote, to me, the leak is not surprising because many of the people we've been graduating from schools like Yale are the kind of people who would do such a thing. What did he mean by that? Quote, they think that everything is violence, and so everything is permitted. And this is really a brilliant way to phrase this and to look at it. Because in their eyes, this vigilante who has leaked this document, a sacred document from our Supreme Court, is doing what's right. We're essentially promoting the Robin Hoods and the Batmans of today's day, according to the political left, because everything that is done in the name of anything other than leftism is violence against you, it's violence against our communities, and it's violence towards women, trans people, people of color. That's the way that they view things, like words or documents. These are documents of violence. So that somebody in this court, or in this court system, either close to one of these judges, an aide, any desk that this has passed through, this document has passed through. Now that somebody has released it, they're saying that this is a good thing. We're pro-vigilantism now in the United States because it benefits their narrative. And I think this has happened at a very opportune time, considering we have some big elections coming up. It's really great to galvanize particularly women and young people behind an issue like this to go, hey guys, we're going to support you in this fight. Here's the new fight. We know the critical race theory thing didn't work because we got exposed for that. We know the LGBTQ thing in the schools didn't work because we got exposed for that. Well, abortion, Roe versus Wade, look, they're coming for you. They're coming for your household. This is what we need to galvanize behind. This is where we'll get you. This is where we fight them. So all of this has come at a very opportune moment, if you're asking me. And again, it does belittle our court system. I want to read another tweet, and we're just going to go through and read a bunch of takes and respond to what's happening right now. The leak is inexcusable and threatens the court's functioning. The most plausible explanation is that it's someone on the left engaged in civil disobedience. So yet again, it's those who bemoan the, quote, loss of norms, end quote, who break them. Court packing, attacking legitimacy, etc. And again, yeah, it is exactly that. So when we have things like, I don't know, Hunter Biden's laptop getting leaked, totally unethical. How dare you take a piece of information from somebody and leak it out to the public when we have this, quote, vigilantism like we saw in the case of Ahmaud Arbery, where neighbors took into their hands the justice system and, you know, followed Ahmaud Arbery, who they thought was robbing some of them and scoping out their houses, and that ended in his death. The left was very anti-vigilantism in that case and said no citizen should take into their own hands the ethics at which a court system can handle. That's what they said. Same thing with the Zimmerman case, with Trayvon Martin. We are not pro-vigilantism. Nobody should take the law into their own hands. Nobody should disregard our institutions and the systems that we set up, and we should abide by the norms that these systems and institutions put forth. But I'm not hearing anti-vigilantism when we're talking about what's happened today, when we're talking about this leak. And again, we're not going to go through the document because we weren't meant to go through the documents. It was not meant to be seen by our eyes yet. It was not meant to be discussed yet. But somebody decided, you know what? Instead of listening to the laws and the structures of our court system that have been set in place for decades and decades now. I'm going to take it into my own hands and I'm going to leak this out to Politico and let them put this out to the American people. And it truly is despicable to undermine our system like this. At the end of the day, when we're talking about our political issues and our social issues and all of these things we disagree on, the one thing we should be able to agree on is a trust in our systems and institutions, and give that trust to them in a way that allows them to work out the differences that we have. But guess what? That is lost. And it has been lost far before this, but this is just another nail in the coffin for us not being able to trust anything that is said or done by our systems and institutions, by our courts of law. So what are we going to see now? We're going to see a new fight that's going to be taken to the streets. The Supreme Court already has gates and barricades set up all across it. Why? Because they're waiting for people in the name of abortion to come and protest outside on the street. And it looks like many people are happy to get violent in this because it's a threat to your democracy, right? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what the overturning of Roe v. Wade, if this actually happens, means. What it means is that the federal government does not get to dictate or write into law what it is that you do in terms of abortion. And in fact, it's not something that's constitutionally protected, which is why this is being written up. What this means is that, guess what? Abortion and those regulations get to be decided by the states, get to be decided by your elected representatives who you choose. So what this in fact does, this overturning of Roe v. Wade, it puts your voice back on the market to be able to tell your state legislatures what you want to see, how you would like the law to be dictated in this case. And guess what's going to happen? There's going to be states, let's see, like California and New York, we're going to go, yes, abortion is legal. In fact, in California, they'll probably go, it's legal at any time. You can get abortion in your third trimester. Why not after birth? You know, that's what that state's going to do. And then you'll probably have states like Florida, Texas, Idaho, Tennessee that go, no, we're going to regulate that, if not outlaw it. Why is that? Because it will be dictated by the population that lives in those states. The way that our country was meant to work. Our country is not meant to work in this system where the federal government dictates everything and anything that you do. Although, you know, we'd be shocked by that considering the last 2 years that we went through with this pandemic, because apparently the federal government gets to tell you everything that you do with your body, and suddenly it's not your body, your choice anymore when COVID is here. But now we're back to my body, my choice, and the left is crying that the federal government isn't telling them what to do with their bodies. And again, let's talk about that, because they used to be anti-establishment. They used to be pro-skepticism. They used to be anti-government and anti-government agency in a lot of ways. But now they're saying, Daddy government, please, please tell me what to do with my body. Please legislate this for me instead of giving me actual democratic power and allowing me to voice my opinion in the state of my choice and allow that state to dictate what we do with our laws. That is all that this means. Now, I'm sure they're not happy with some of the people on their side, because here's a tweet from Paul McLeod. I hope I said your last name right. Big. Senator Joe Manchin just indicated he would not blow up the filibuster to codify Roe, saying he believes the filibuster is a check on power that preserves abortion rights. Without Manchin, the chance of passing Roe into law is pretty much zero. And again, they will cry. They will cry that the federal government will not be able to tell them exactly what laws they need to follow and exactly what needs to be regulated. And this is going to happen, it seems, at least, because again, the Supreme Court has come out and said, yes, this is true. We did write this. We did draft this. You weren't supposed to see it, but it is a real document. And now we're taking to the streets prematurely before we even know what is going on. Here's another tweet from Rich Lowry. If you're an institutionalist, until a Supreme Court decision goes against you, you're not an institutionalist. Exactly. And that seems to be the case with everything in life. We're so okay with it as long as it supports our narrative. We're so okay with it as long as it supports our agenda and the way that we view our lives. But as soon as anybody else gets an opinion or anybody else gets to make a choice in the matter, oh no, couldn't possibly be an institutionalist. If you say you value norms and are fine with this leak, you don't believe in norms. If you piously talk of rules and never apply them to yourself, you don't have any rules. And that just sort of reiterates what we've already said. With the left being so anti-vigilantism, how dare somebody take the law into their own hands? But they're so happy to see that this document was unethically leaked. So really, the Supreme Court was our last institution to really have trust in when it comes to this country. Can you think of any other, Taylor?
If you look at the list, like what, CDC, NIH,
FBI, CIA, all these agencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot of faith in many of those left.
And now we have the legitimacy of our Supreme Court brought into question by, I'm sure, what seems to be a singular person leaking this. I'm not sure if that's true. It could be that one of the justices, you know, tapped the shoulder of one of their aides or someone else who has seen this document pass their desk and say, you know, get this out there. You know, our side's not looking too good right now. We need something to galvanize people behind. Get it out there. Who knows? But now the woke are crying because they don't want to see more democracy in America. And I want to show another video that was put out by Libs of TikTok, yet another compilation of people going crazy about this. Extreme language wording for those of you watching. If you're younger or family watching right now, maybe just put us on mute for the duration of this video and we're going to react to more people going off about this. Here we go.
These streets.
Okay. For everyone out there with uterus, get on Amazon, buy Plan B generic. It's about $10. Stock up. For any of your friends, family, any person with uterus that may need it in the near future.
Anti-abortion, anti-trans, and anti-LGBT laws are inseparable from one another and all represent an attack designed to enforce a gender hierarchy. The whole point is to reduce our genders and sexualities to the biological role of reproduction and to use that to control our bodies.
You know,
no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm pretty sure most people who represent pro-life as, you know, their view and their outlook on the world just want to see babies get born. And those who represent the pro-choice side of things want to have the right to an abortion. Pretty sure it's as simple as that. And wouldn't go as far as to say we're just trying to reinforce gender norms, although we do recognize that those exist.
You know what? I'll just go ahead and say it. If Roe v. Wade gets overturned, I am fucking getting a vasectomy.
Sad. We'll be sad to see the possibility of you having children go. I'm getting tearful.
Yeah, that's right. I'll fucking doesn't get a vasectomy.
To the white women that keep saying that it's going to be like Handmaid's Tale when OV raid is overturned, please shut up. Please shut up. Because people of color have been experiencing Handmaid's Tale since we became this fucking country.
What? Okay, there wasn't even an argument made there, but I just love to see people who represent radical leftist ideology just eat their own. So now she's screaming at people who are saying that overturning Roe v. Wade is regressive. They will just constantly pick and fight and scratch each other's eyes out. It's truly a dog-eat-dog world when you're on this side of the political spectrum.
This is a way to keep the population going so that they can have workers and keep making the rich rich.
This is the direct fault of about 43%, 43 or 53, something along those lines, I forget the exact number, of white women, because that number of women voted for Donald Trump.
Mm.
Listen to black, brown, and indigenous women.
Because your opinion means so much more when you have a different skin color.
Take your ego out of the equation. Fucking listen to him.
I'm technically a half black woman. Does that mean that she's advocating that people listen to me? I have a feeling if she watched this video, she would say, well, not that black woman. I meant black women, but I didn't mean that black woman. I have a feeling that's exactly what her response would be. It's just hilarious to see people coming out against this. Again, all this means is that your state is going to get to dictate whether or not there are regulations set around abortion, whether or not it's outlawed, or whether or not it's a free-for-all and anybody can do whatever they want. That is all that this means. Everybody, politically left, politically right, politically centrist, should go, oh, wow, we're going back to the way that our country was meant to be? to the ideals that our country was founded on, to the ideas written in the Federalist Papers about how states get to dictate their own legislation, their own laws, and their own rules. We should all be happy about this, regardless of whether or not you are pro-abortion or pro-life. You should be cheering this on, that you now get a voice in what is happening in your state, rather than allowing, like you guys would say, a bunch of white men, even though we know that it's not that in the Supreme Court. We know we see Clarence Thomas. We know we see Amy Coney Barrett dictating what it is that we do surrounding abortion. We should all rejoice.
By the way, 7 white men made the original Roe ruling.
Which is a great point that nobody talks about. Yeah, so everybody complains, oh, white men get to decide what we do surrounding abortion. This is disgusting. And as Taylor just said, 7 white men are the ones who wrote Roe v. Wade into existence.
It's like, let's uphold the decision of the white men and reject a decision that involved a black man and a woman.
Right.
Is what they're saying.
Right, exactly. But- Exactly. And it's just like what we talked about on the show yesterday. We hate Elon Musk. We hate old white men with money, but not Bill Gates, not Mark Zuckerberg, and not Jeff Bezos. Come on. And it shows. We only care about whiteness. We only care about patriarchy. We only care about vigilantism. We only care about ethicals. We only care about integrity when it supports our narrative to do so, and we don't when it doesn't. And when it supports us and when we get what we want, all bets are off, all rules are out the window. And in fact, let's cheer on the person who did this. Now, here are some people saying exactly that. This is Brian Fallon. He wrote, is a brave clerk taking this unprecedented step of leaking a draft opinion to warn the country what's coming in the last-ditch Hail Mary attempt to see if the Republic, see if the public response might cause the court to reconsider? Brave? What is brave about this? Nothing. Nothing. What's truly brave is admitting your opinion in the way you see fit without undermining the integrity of our court system. That's what's truly brave. Because regardless of whether or not things swing in your favor or in your line of thought, if you cannot trust the system that does that, everything is lost. That is what we are meant to share in this country, is the trust in the way it was built, in the way it was founded, in these ideas. And if we don't share that, we've lost it. And that's my fear with all of the polarity that we are experiencing right now. Because it used to be that both sides of the aisle on any discussion had a shared love for this country and had the shared idea that we want to make this country better. It seems like we don't have that anymore. We don't care about that anymore. And a lot of that stems from the fact that if you view our systems as inherently racist, inherently patriarchal, bigoted, and discriminatory, there is no other route to take than to completely burn them down, as they say in these videos, completely abolish them. That's why very seldom are you hearing calls for reform anymore, it seems like. All of it is about abolition, destruction, tear it down, completely transform, build back better. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong. Let me know down below. I'll be curious to see what it is you think. I want to show a video here of crowds gathering to protest this decision that has not been made yet, this document that has not been let out to the public yet. This entire thing is very, very, como se dice, fishy to me, that this is all coming out now. Hey, hey, ho, ho, that system has got to go.
I think it says fascist scum has
fascist
got to go.
Scum has got to go. Oh, gosh. Again, it's so fascist to allow states to decide what you do with your body. Not That's even yours body, a separate body.
Right. And that's what's so disingenuous about the way they characterize this argument as an assault on democracy. Mm-hmm. The decision being reversed would literally make it more democratic.
Yep.
Because, and it allows people to represent it on a more local level and on an individual level, and put it back in the hands of a representative government as opposed to a group of justices legislating from the bench, which is not how the system was designed. So it's restoring it to representative government system. And you're saying that is an assault on democracy? No, you're just mad because your side didn't get what they wanted and didn't get to exploit the system and undermine the system to impose your view on America through illegitimate means. We're going back to a legitimate means by the, right, reversing the decision.
Right. And you know, a point that I want to make before we let go of our folks on Instagram and we let go of our folks on PragerU's YouTube is that you have to think that a lot of people view this as just conservative Supreme Court judges pulling this idea out of their butts because they don't want you to be able to have an abortion. You know, this is actually founded in law. Like, they actually have to sit. This is a 100-page document where they have to sit and think through every possible factor, how the Constitution affects this, what clauses of the Constitution could apply to protecting the right to abortion, as the left calls it. And they go through all of that to find every possible angle that somebody could have a dissident opinion on this. And then they go, nope, not supported by the Constitution. And if you think about it, it's not supported by the Constitution, which is exactly why it goes to the states for decision, which is how it should be. The federal government does far too much, and far too much not well at all. There are very few things that the federal government should be doing in your lives. And I hope everybody knows this. Reagan, the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. This is exactly where we're at right now. And the fact that the federal government is abdicating this to the states is an actually beautiful, tremendous thing happening. And I wish everybody would begin to see that. But instead, we have some ludicrous leftist opinions on this that we've pulled up on Twitter that we're going to react to. But I'm going to say bye to everybody on Instagram first. Head over to my YouTube channel, Amla Epinobi, to watch the rest of this. Bye to people on PragerU's YouTube. Head over to my YouTube channel. Link is in the description. Now, let's get into these leftist tweets that I found. I just searched the hashtag Roe v. Wade. This is what popped up. Melinda Hale wrote, if you think they won't come for same-sex marriage and interracial marriage next, you aren't paying attention. What? And this is what they do. They try to make everything synonymous to white supremacy, racism, patriarchy, binary, all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. It's not at all. Guess what? If Roe v. Wade gets overturned, goes to the states, and guess what? They're not coming for your same-sex marriage. They're not coming for interracial marriage. And in fact, those two decisions have far more foundational ties to the U.S. Constitution and its amendments than anything that has to do with Roe versus Wade. We're talking due process. We're talking equal protection under the law. Those are the things that these two decisions are founded on. Roe v. Wade is not. What is Roe v. Wade founded on? Let me know. That's represented in our Constitution. Please let me know. A lot of people will say it's this right to privacy. But we're talking about a separate individual in these cases. So again, let me know exactly what in the Constitution Roe v. Wade is founded on, because that's a big part of the reason that we have this decision coming forth and why this document has been leaked. Melinda Hale, who even is Melinda Hale? She's a singer, actress, activist, host, and writer. So is every other person walking around in LA. So, fine, whatever. Yeah, they're not coming for interracial marriage and same-sex marriage after this. It's just so intellectually dishonest to even go there, and it shows that they don't even know why these things exist, how they came to be, and why something like this would even be fathomed to be overturned. Next one, here's a similar sentiment expressed by Selena Pierce with 32,000 likes. If Roe v. Wade disappears, how much longer will it be before I'm seen as 3/5 of a person again? Do you even have any words for this, Taylor?
It's no.
No.
It's so disingenuous.
It's so disingenuous. It's so wrong. And to conflate these two things with racism, unbelievable. We won't even get into how abortion and its effect on the black population. We won't even discuss it. You guys can Google that and look it up. But these same people who say, oh, I'm pro BLM and all this stuff, and we need more black lives and all this stuff, they're getting taken from us, are talking about how overturning Roe v. Wade is synonymous to being 3/5 of a person, or that's coming soon. Come on, guys. Just be honest. Make a good faith argument. Here's this one from @RadicalJesus4 on Twitter. This one made me laugh. Overturning #RoeV. Wade is going to get people killed. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
What did writing Roe v. Wade do?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just curious.
The original decision literally got people killed.
But we don't need to talk about that. But okay, sure, whatever. Eric Swalwell, I woke up ready to fight today. Did you? Let's do this. #RoeV. Wade. Did you wake up next to your Chinese spy that you've been sleeping with? And did she inspire you to write this tweet because of the one child policy over there with the CCP? I don't know. I'm just speculating.
That's all. I woke up ready to mostly peaceful protest today.
Yeah. Are we going to call this for inciting violence? Because he said, I woke up ready to fight. Aren't those fighting words? Isn't that hate speech? Isn't that violent?
Someone call Elon Musk. We need to ban this guy immediately.
We need to have him banned immediately. Because that's why conservatives need to get banned, right? We incite violence. We call for people to fight and kick butt and all this stuff. That's what our former president did, right? Hmm? No? Okay. Moving on. And this one. Welp, #RoeV. Wade. And a picture of Hillary Clinton essentially saying, told you so. Just want to let you guys know, if you're getting your moral standings from Hillary Clinton on any issue, let alone Roe versus Wade, you're getting it in the wrong place. And I can't tell you how much I've seen her face all over Twitter as like a told you so. Told you they were coming for our rights. You think Hillary Clinton cares about your right to live? Go and accuse her of something and see how long you live. She doesn't really care about your right to life. That was the joke. And last one here that I thought was very, very funny. From Katie's Cartoons. Solidarity with women and trans people of the United States. #Roe versus Wade. Because this issue affects trans women as well, Taylor. Do you know how?
No.
I don't know either.
I don't.
I tweeted out this morning that, like, above all else, all political arguments aside, or all, you know, commentary on abortion aside, I cannot wait to see all the trans women come forth and say they have an opinion on this issue, because suddenly biological men are allowed to have an opinion on this. This is the world that we live in.
And suddenly we know what a woman is again, I guess.
Yes.
Which our newest justice, it was not a biologist, so who knows what she'll have to say about this.
Exactly.
She doesn't know what a woman is, so what does she have to know say about a woman's right to choose, quote unquote. But yeah, it's all this outrage over a woman's right to choose by people who don't even really know what a woman is, apparently.
Yep. And all these calls for violence, for people who think speech is violence. Not only speech is violence, according to them, silence is also violence. But now we are actively calling for it. We're calling for protests. We're calling for riots. In the name of what? In the name of states getting the right to decide. In the name of you getting the right to voice your opinion. In the name of your vote actually mattering when it comes to an important political issue to you, whether you are on the right side of things, the left side of things, or the center side of things. Here is another tweet from Ian Millizer.
Senior correspondent of Vox.
Yes. Senior correspondent of Vox. We all know Vox. We all know what they stand for. We all know what side they represent. Seriously, shout out to whoever the hero was within the Supreme Court who said, F it, let's burn this place down. We're cheering on the complete destabilization of everything that has ever made our country great, functional, and that has ever protected us in our rights. That is what the Supreme Court functions as, a system to check and balance what's happening and to protect you, to not infringe on your rights, to make sure that your rights are upheld not only by the Constitution, but through all of our systems in this nation. One of the highest powers that you can have in this country is being on the Supreme Court. And with that comes confidentiality when it comes to opinions like this and drafted documents like this. So I really cannot wait to see what the investigation around this brings on. I'm so curious to see who did this and who made the stupidest decision of their entire life, and who has really done something completely unprecedented as far as a disgusting act like this to incite an uproar. That's all this is to feel like you're losing and incite an uproar over something that was not meant to be discussed yet. So I don't know what else to say about it. I don't know what else to say. Do you have anything else to add, Taylor?
Just that, you know, Barry Weiss's point in her piece was that the culture war, the biggest casualty of the culture war is our institutions. And it's because when people start to care more about my side and not my power and lose that respect for America, respect for institutions, respect for having a process by which to vote on, to navigate mm-hmm. our differences in the first place, if we don't have that fundamental shared vision and we're not willing to respect our institutions like the Supreme Court, but instead we're like this guy championing and cheering people on as they directly undermine the integrity of our institutions, then the casualty is the institution, and where do you go from there? It's just a naked power struggle at that point, and that's how you descend into very bad things when you don't have a way to vote on and have a real representative government and a court system that has integrity. And the way that we've seen all of this glee about this leak from a lot of people is very concerning, because it means that they're more committed to my side winning on this issue right now than they are about having a country that actually works.
And that's not the way to be. And what we should all fear in relationship to this is a response from another side that's equally as extreme as this. And if we all start descending into madness, instead of subscribing to the norms that we've always subscribed to, we're going to have trouble. It's going to be a back and forth firefight, and you can't fight fire with fire. It's not going to work. It just makes everything burn. That's where we're going to be. And I just can't imagine that this goes any better. And it's the same people who viewed, and we've seen this a lot on the internet, if you're on the internet today, specifically on Twitter, you're seeing a lot of leftists suddenly not talking about January 6th anymore, because they said that was an insurrection. That undermined our institutions, apparently. That sowed a seed of distrust in the American citizens as far as it pertained to their elections. What does this do? And it's a similar sentiment when we talked about January 6th that I said, you know, even if from here on out nothing like this ever happens again and all of our elections go on without a hitch, you've lost the trust of your people in the way that you've run this system. And I think most of the onus on that does fall on the federal government and the state governments and how they did their elections and the voting and the covering up of the windows and not allowing poll watchers and all this stuff. But if you've done anything that makes your citizens lack trust in what you're doing, specifically when it affects their lives and their livelihoods, you've lost, no matter what the end of this is. No matter if you leaking this document makes all the justices scared and makes them go, oh, no, we're not going to overturn it anymore. Ah, we're going to start a riot. Let's say that does happen and everything goes back to the way it was. Nobody trusts you anymore. Nobody trusts what they do anymore. And the justices cannot do their jobs freely. Like, imagine how they're feeling right now. They have to go to work and do one of the most important jobs in our countries. And before, they were able to do that and go, well, at least I can do my job quietly. At least my work stays here. At least I know what we're working on and other people don't, for the sake of their safety, apparently, because now we're calling for acts of violence. Now they get to go into work every day and go, well, who did that? Who put that out there? Is it one of my fellow justices who did that? Because now I can't have an open conversation with them of how I feel about this and how much of this is going to make us descend into a secrecy where you guys don't even get to know anymore when they're ready to tell you.
Yeah. Here's an interesting question/thought experiment. Can you think of any institutions in America that you do trust right now?
Oh, man.
We can think, like, we have media, Hollywood, academia, our Centers for Disease Control.
Yeah. Our federal agencies. Dude.
One that I would say is a glimmer of hope is independent media personalities, like people like the Joe Rogans, the Barry Weisses, people who are still doing journalism out there, and people like Amla Penobi.
Thank you. No, I mean, I trust other individuals. Yeah, that's the sad part of it. Yeah,
we're getting to a place where you can't trust any institution. It's only, and the Supreme Court was one of the few that's heretofore. This is an unprecedented thing to happen.
Yep.
And the Supreme Court was one of the last ones that really hadn't been touched by this partisan madness and that hadn't been tainted. And just yesterday we talked about New York Times and their hit piece on Tucker Carlson and just how they're abdicating. They have abdicated their responsibility for responsible journalism. I mean, we covered how Washington Post docs libs of TikTok a few weeks ago, and just how all these mainstream journalistic, I mean, we talked about NPR, and then meanwhile the government's making new institutions of a disinformation board, and they've also destroyed their credibility with the CDC and NIH, and just the way that they've tried to control information and silence dissenting doctors. Even what we talked about with the upcoming Amala's next special, they talk about how they censored a doctor who had science to show that kids left who are not affirmed in this gender ideology grow out of it, and they're kicked out of the institution, and he's deinstitutionalized. So the institutions have just, you can't trust them anymore. And we saw the argument from Vosh the other day, the leftist streamer, that because the UN supports my position, therefore it's valid. But it's like all these institutions have been taken over by all these woke political interests. And so where do you go and what can you trust? And that's why it's more important than ever to think for yourself, do your own research, understand what this country was founded on and where the ideas of representative democracy and our fundamental values, where they even come from in the first place, so that you can actually navigate the world with a clear head and not just be beholden to propaganda. Because right at this point, it's all just competing power, competing propaganda, Disney putting it in your kids' content. It's all over the airwaves and CNN and everywhere you turn. And anyway, so yeah, I guess the answer is just, in a world of declining trust in institutions, you have to inform yourself more. And then hopefully we can start to re-legitimize them and rebuild. But I think it starts with just acknowledging how much of a mess we are in.
Yeah, I think we're going to see this massive movement of people saying, you know, I value nothing more than being an individual, and I'm going to get off the grid, or I'm not going to subscribe to these institutions as they stand today. And then you're going to see what is, you know, the worst of a reaction to this is just people giving up on everything in this country and having an extreme and radical reaction back to this utter just infringement on their rights, the pushing out of their values, the complete silencing of everything it is that they believe and think. What do people do when that happens to them? What do dogs do when they're cornered? You should be scared of that. And that's not to say that I condone the actions of people who do those things. No, that is not right whatsoever. But these things happen when people are put in situations like this of distrust and just complete and utter disillusion with everything surrounding them. Because America is, like Dennis would say, the best last hope. And there's nowhere to go from here if you ruin this place. So the people who recognize that and see that, there's going to be bad responses. And that's horrifying to think about. We cannot keep going down this path. We really can't. We really cannot. We need to be able to restore faith and trust in these things, but it seems like a lot of people are not interested in doing that. So, again, I'm curious to see what happens here. This person should be brought to justice and made an extreme example of. Extreme. What should happen to the person who leaked this document? Unprecedented in the modern history of our court system. So we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know what happens. Those are our thoughts on everything. If you feel like there's something that I missed, something I should have talked about, put us in the comments down below. Are there any interesting comments, Taylor, that you've been seeing on this?
They're going so fast right now.
I know. You guys are also very hyped up about this and everything that's happening right now, which I'm not surprised. Somebody said, no trust for any government or corporate entity. SCOTUS has been corrupt for a long time, as well as the world institutions. It's starting to feel like that, man. It is really unfortunate. I hope this is the work of one vigilante and not somebody who got a nod from a Supreme Court justice who said, I don't agree with what's happening out here. Please leak it early. I hope that that's not what it is. And if it is that, if it is a Supreme Court justice saying, hey, can you leak this for me? Impeach. Immediately. Immediately impeach. Because you have to You have to root out bad apples, as the left would say. You cannot allow this to stand in your country, or your country goes nowhere. So that's all I have to say on the matter. Again, comment down below. Did I miss anything? Do you have any other opinions? Is there somewhere where you disagree with me on this? If you want to put your general opinion on abortion, are you pro-choice, pro-life on this? Let me know down below. And like I said, wherever you fall on that particular social issue, this is really not about that. This is about the integrity of our institutions. This is about putting the power of democracy back in the hand of the states, which puts that back in the hands of you, in your family, in your community, which is a beautiful, tremendous thing that should be celebrated on all sides of the aisle. Please give this stream a like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single day when we go live. That is 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Plus, for a bit of fun, later today I'm putting out a video, hopefully later today, about Met Gala, going through the Met Gala looks, and just being fun and light for once, because you can get so bogged down in all of this. I posted a dancing video on my Instagram today, which I never do, so you guys can go check that out. I'm trying to keep things light and cheery in the wake of news that makes me question my existence, so I try to keep you guys happy, positive, keep me happy. Positive. Leave us a good review on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, because the leftists are coming. The leftists are coming. They hate what I have to say, and they love to leave a bad review when they do. So go leave a good review in return. Let's boost the show up back again. Get it recommended to people who are new to these platforms, looking for podcasts, looking for news, and they can find. Mwah. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you tomorrow. Goodbye, and don't apologize.